This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I would like to do what I call a four-step study of Proverbs 11, verses 24 through 30. First, spread out and reflect on the details presented in these verses. Sort what you find into groups and then structure the groups into an outline. These verses talk about character, resources, priorities, and outcomes. I would give the title as True Generosity. The points would be the character, resources, priorities, and outcomes of the truly generous person. Under character, you would find the following points: righteous, unselfish, and spiritual. Under resources, you could put material possessions, but it doesn't distinguish between one who has much or one who has little. True generosity is often seen among those who have little. Making time for helping others could be put under resources. Another resource to consider would be spiritual giftedness, using your gift to enrich the lives of others. Under priorities, the key idea is redemptive. You don't give more to get more. You give in order to help. In time of need, you don't hoard grain. You're willing to sell it like Joseph did. You seek that which is good and try to refresh others. Most importantly, you are committed to winning souls. The person who lives this way is truly generous, and the outcome of such living is prosperity. That is, prosperity defined as gaining by giving, being refreshed by refreshing, and finding goodwill by seeking to do good. Such a life will be crowned with blessing and is worth pursuing. In other words, you will only keep what you are willing to give away.